This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3886, from Monday, the 26th of June, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Lightsaber ZZZO No. It is hosted by Operator and is about 21 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is I talk about my problem with lightsabers.
Hello and welcome to an episode of Hacker Public Radio with your host, Operator. And continuing with doing things on the oldest to newest, I'm skipping quick tips, but I'm starting from the oldest stuff to the newest because the longer time goes by, the less I remember and the less interest I have in doing a podcast for it. So this latest one is about lightsabers and custom lightsabers. If you're ever into Star Wars stuff, you'll probably want to listen to this. And if you haven't been obsessed with lightsabers, you will by the time this show is over. So barrier to entry, you need at least $70 for a decent RGB. I'll explain everything later, but you want to start at least $70, $60 on the low end, $70 for a decent beginner entry level like RGB one. Once you start getting into the full LED all the way up and customizable and like NeoPixel stuff, you can start getting into like $250, $280 range and probably be even more post-COVID. So I'll give you some numbers around that here in a bit. So kind of started back when my son was getting older. We started to, some weird discount garbage and pop-ups. Okay, two pop-ups. So we had a lightsaber, and I had a lightsaber that was original Star Wars FX lightsabers. They're still to this day like $99. They were $99 15 years ago. The one I have still works, but the card died on it. I swapped out the speaker, and it still sounds like cooked bacon. So the soundboard has like gotten cooked on it somehow, probably just because it's old. But I will say, it is a workhorse, and you know it's worth every penny I paid for it. So that's what started me looking for other lightsabers. Or maybe I was at a conference or something and saw someone with a fancy lightsaber, or maybe, I don't know. At some point in time, I saw one of these lightsabers. And first, I went looking around, and I had seen them. And there are some like more commercial branded ones that were, I don't remember even the names of them. There's probably hundreds of companies that sell lightsabers. So I started looking at them, and I was looking at some expensive ones, and I was like, I never really pulled the trigger on the cool ones to like customize. And finally, you know, kind of it was probably pre-COVID. I bit the bullet and bought one of these, still the same price. $250. When I bought it, it was around $280, $268. And it has a Profi board. Now everything now looks like it's Xeno is RGB probably. I have no idea. Smooth swing SD card. Oh, I don't even know what Golden Harvest is. They've already changed everything. So that's a $250. I'm assuming all these boards are programmable. Here's a 307 Profi version 2. With smooth swing tier 4. So you can pay $307 for one or $145 for like that's just for the blade. I think the blade is not part of the thing. We'll get into the pricing in a second. But anyways, first level is like your $60 blades. You can get from AliExpress, and there's two shops. There's one that's called like Saber Shop, and then there's one that's called like Saber Dash Shop, or Lightsabers or something. To tell the difference, I will tell you in a second. AliExpress. This is where you can buy like an entry level. AliExpress is where you can buy like an entry level, cheap one for your kids or whatever. let's see, actually look at my history. So the cool thing about these is you can program them. You can download like pre-existing boards. You can actually make a little bit of money if you're into sound and sound design stuff. I don't know where my login is. You can get into pretty cool stuff. It's like a Saber Shop or Saber. I'll never find it. There's only a couple of good ones out there for as far as shops go. Let's see if I can find it. Yeah, Great Gape Saber Store. I don't know. You probably just look on Reddit. It's probably actually changed since the 2 years ago I got into this stuff. I will try and find, since I can't log in, I will try and find my AliExpress login here. So you can get an RGB one that's just a big bright ass light at the bottom of your lightsaber. Those are, like I said, anywhere from like 70 and up for those, as far as like just straight up whatever. Now, what you don't want to do is buy a non-dueling blade. There's no point in buying a non-dueling blade unless you're going to put it on the shelf. So first things first, make sure that it's a quote-unquote dueling blade. They are a little bit more expensive, usually, generally, kind of, sort of not. So let me log into my account, see if I can pull. Okay, now we're in Spanish, not sure why, how that happened. But, wow, okay, site, English, there we go. So, language. Anyways, I, for whatever reason, I'm stuck in Spanish or something. Let me just put a stumble. LGT store. Here we go. That's where I got my latest one. This other one is Jinshin store, which I think that's where I bought a really cheap one, and I think that was the one that didn't have a dueling saber. But anyways, LGT store, I think, is where I got my one that was decent. There's another one called like Store LGT or LGT Store or Saber Store or whatever. But if you just want to get like an entry level cheap lightsaber for your kid, AliExpress, LGT, that's Lima Golf Tango Store, anywhere from like 70 to up. But I wouldn't buy anything. I wouldn't buy like a trophy board from them unless you knew what you were doing. But they have like hilt parts and you can buy them in per parts. But at the end of the day, you end up paying the same amount of money as far as I can tell. When you build it, part it out yourself, you end up paying the same amount of money for the kit or like a free boxed one. So my first purchase was Dark Wolf Sabers. It was a Profi. Looks like it was a Profi, the Profi one. Let's see, I'll log in. Sorry, I'm doing all this live, so if it's not well, whatever, I'm the reason it's not well sorted is because I'm doing it all live. 268 shipped. It's a Profi. It was a Profi board. I got a Profi Pixel V2 Smooth Swing Tier 3, which I think that just means the software that's on them. I don't think that means anything. 32-inch standard blade. And the blades, if you buy one from like an actual saber shop, you'll get a dueling blade every time, as far as I know. They have 32 length, which is almost too long for, I'm six, about 6 foot, it's almost too long. What you can do with the RGB ones is, if you're going to get one for your kid and he's a little, order whatever size length and just cut it off. Done. You don't have to do anything fancy. You just order the saber and then cut it off to length. What you don't want is a big long saber and they can't swing it around and they can't practice doing cool stuff with it. So yeah, you get a 32-inch blade and you just cut it to whatever size. You don't even need, you can get a hacksaw, Home Depot, whatever. We don't need to go into that. And then a holder and whatever. It's just a basic black and white, or just a black hilt. I bought the little kit that comes with like a little thing so you can like hold it on your hip, which I've never done it, and I probably can't do it in public because, you know, my wife would leave me or whatever. But they have like a little clip. You can order an extra, what do they call it? A stand? No. Wheel and holder. Cover tech wheel dring holder. and you it's like a little ring, and it just clips on the side, and then you take the blade, unscrew the blade, and let the blade, you know, put the blade in the same place, and then hook it to your side or whatever. The blades are, again, the RGB one is just the light at the bottom, right? The full-blown LEDs all the way up. So it's, you know, I don't know how many LEDs, but you can actually programmable individually if you're so inclined. But usually it's just, you know, a bunch of profiles you come up with. But it's like a, on the bottom, it's got two contacts. So it's got like a, almost like a light or a, you ever see a battery, the battery packs where there's a ring on the outside and then the middle has another contact and the middle is like the positive and the outside is the negative or something. That's how the blades are. So like, if you have an issue with your blade or you break it or whatever, it's going to cost you like $90. I think blades, like an RGB or a non-RGB blade, which is basically the LEDs strip inside of your thing, I think they're like $90 minimum last time I looked. So like, if you mess up your blade, you're kind of screwed. That's a lot of what you're paying for when you pay for the full-blown kits. So, but I have let numerous children swing it around and play with it. Connor's usually okay to help them. You know, bellies and toes is our rule. But it has been beaten and bruised and battered, and I'm surprised that they all three work, considering I bought one of his off the internet, off AliExpress. They're all pretty quality. Like, if you buy a dueling lightsaber thing, they're pretty quality, and they know that people are going to mess with them and throw them around. I had to fix his. I had to find a screw somewhere because he had lost the screw and didn't tell me. So you press the button and the button would go inside of the thing and fall off and whatever. So he didn't really care. It sort of kind of worked. But yeah, I would say, you know, start off with like an RGB one if you like it. You know, get a couple for your kids. But for a while I had a problem. I think we have 4 or 5 now total. So the only mistake I made is I bought one for him and it didn't have a dueling blade and it cracked. And then I tried to fix it and it cracked again. And then I realized, oh, I need a dueling blade. And I bought the dueling blade. That's just the blade part, not the, but the LEDs in it. And that was like $40 for a new blade. The whole thing only costs $70. So like, you know, if you buy it, make sure you buy what you actually need to know you want. Now, a lot of these places, Darkwolf Sabers, I like, and Crimson Dawn is a pretty popular one. They both have, I know at least, I'm looking at Crimson Dawn here. They have like these mystery box, and if you're gonna go profi, like the full blown one, and you don't have a ton of money to spend, and you want the cheapest possible way you can get in, go for one of these. And I don't even see any. Jesus, maybe Garden Deer Tier 3, Crimson Neo. Wow, they don't have like anything. None of these are even available. They probably sell so quickly because it's just like a random grab bag. So like, I would assume it's like their returns or somebody, you know, doesn't like what they ordered and they return it. So there's not a single one in here that's available.
Wow. Okay.
So I guess you'd have to keep an eye out for, quantity one. Wow. They have base tier, which is not what you want. Tier two, baselet. Baselet is RGB, whatever. This guy is 109, which is still pretty steep for RGB. But I guess RGB or baselet. But yeah, there's no grab boxes in here. 209 is their grab box. Looks like their price. Profi tier 309. Jesus, that's even more than I paid. So what is it? Profi tier 2 is what I 279. Yeah, that's about what I bought. So everything, the prices are pretty much still the same, even though the technology is getting better. But yeah, anyways, you can get a mystery box saver from any of these sites that are popular. But I would say Reddit. Look on Reddit for a good website, and then kind of establish what you want. You can make your own. You can build kits. They give you kits to make one. You can go on YouTube and order your own. They'll tell you whatever. So once you have one, you know, one you want that will take custom stuff, you can start pulling down different fonts, sound fonts, basically they call them. And lucky you, I'll put it in the show notes, I built a sound font for Nyan Cat, or just cats in general. So it takes the, you know, RGB, it's for a Profi board, NeoPixel. And it takes the I'll look at it later, but it takes the I took like a bunch of samples of cats, and I pulled down pirated a bunch of samples of cats from all these sample websites, and I wrote custom code to pull it down. That took like half a day just to pull down all the samples. Then I had to take all the samples and put them in some kind of order to like be doing something. So like a hiss or angry or licking or miscellaneous or purring or, you know, whatever the other sounds are. So once I meowing, right? So I put them all in their own bucket. And then once I did that, I went through and picked which ones I wanted to be the lightsaber sound. So there's multiple different things. Like when the lightsaber is on, that's a sound. When you swing it, that's on. That's called a smooth swing. So when you swing it, it makes a different sound. Like so like your RGB ones will have just like a little bead. Like you can shake it and hear the bead rattling around. That's the cheap way to do the smooth swing. So when it detects, you know, the child swinging the lightsaber around, it'll make the wow wow sound, right? With the smooth swing, they have like an XYZ scale, and it'll tell you, you know, it knows when you're actually swinging the thing. So there's the idle, and then there's the swinging, and then there's when it hits something, a clash sound, and then you can hold it down, and that will be like the hold, like that's like when two lightsabers are going at each other, the clash. I think that's called a clash. And then there's like a regular hit, and then they have like force powers. And then you can customize like background music. So you can put like a double tap and get like a background music. So I did Neon Cat for the background music. I did the cat purring for like the idle sounds of the sword and different other cat purring sounds for the sword. And I'll put a video up, hopefully. I got to have the video somewhere. I'll put it in 10 places of the lightsaber cat thing. And then what else you get is I think I saw Buddy Tat as the force sounds, and then the Nyan Cat as the music, and I thought I was like it. That's what I did for my birthday, like last year, the year before. I spent like all day creating a sound font. It legit was an entire day of work to get it all put together, all the music ripped and everything, and I got laughed at. But it was fun. And if you're into that, you know, you can make a sound font of, you know, your friends or family or, you know, whatever you want to do. The possibilities are endless. And if you get good at it, you can also sell them. Of course, I gave mine away because, you know, open source and open source pirated content. That's just the way to go. I know there's legality things with samples and sampling. I don't know how they're able to sell lightsabers with music on them. I don't know if they just don't care, or maybe they probably just don't care enough. But there's like songs in there and sounds and samples from actual Star Wars movies and stuff. So I don't know if they care, or maybe they just have an established relationship to where they're just like, look, if you guys are going to promote Star Wars, and we're not going to go down that rabbit hole, but yeah, go ahead, use our samples. We're not going to say you can use them, but we're also not going to see you out of existence. Because as far as I know, there's legality issues with, you know, this content. Like, I know there was one that had a particular song on it, and then the next time I went to it, the song was gone. So, like, for some reason, they had pulled out the song that went with the lightsaber font. So maybe, you know, for whatever reason, somebody got their hizzies in a tizzle about one of the songs on their lightsaber, and they said, oh, you can't have that. And maybe it's like a cease and desist kind of, you know, DMCA pulled out or whatever. So that's pretty much it. It's fun to do, like, stop motion stuff or long exposure with the cameras at night. So, you know, when you do the if you've ever done the sparkler at night with a long exposure camera, you get a tripod and then have write your name across the driveway or the front lawn, whatever. Same thing with lightsaber, you can do all kinds of cool effects. And if I remember, I will add that into add video of saber, links to Reddit, and photos of long exposure. But it's all fun. It's all fun stuff. If you like lightsabers, people love them. Kids love them. If we go anywhere, I'll bring the lightsabers with us to have fun with. But that's pretty much it. The software-wise, pretty straightforward. You put a bunch of crap on an SD card, you name it, certain names. Now, I will tell you that it takes a specific kind of sound. So it has to be like 16-bit PCM. It can't be 32-bit, and it can't be MP3, and it can't be this. It has to be this length, and it can only be mono. So it has to be like mono 16-bit CP, you know, Windows CPM, and it has to be a dot wave. And multiple times I put it on there and it wasn't working, and it was either stereo or I hadn't mixed it down properly. So it would be nice to have a piece of software, and I'm sure there is one already, that will manage like at least a Prophy board for you and say, here, what sounds do you want to replace? Bloop, bloop, bloop. Drag and drop MP3s in there, use FFmpeg to, you know, re-encode them, and then boom. I'm sure that people that buy and sell sound fonts, I'm sure they use something that's not just dragging and dropping. They use probably some all-in-one, you know, little tool that'll do it. But you can program your own colors. They have animations. So like you have heat, or flickering is a popular thing. So like if it's a, it almost looks like the sword is on fire. There's another one. It's almost kind of like on fire where it just kind of trickles up the saber. And then I have a rainbow one that goes with the cat font. And then, like I said, the other one's like a glitching. So it'll be just like a, so like the dark saber is that same kind of glitching aspect. I think it kind of glitches. But it's really cool. The sounds are really cool. And you can turn on the music and, you know, pretend you're whoever. So it's definitely the thing to geek out, and just don't spend too much money. Do your research, buy the right thing, and, you know, have fun.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.